chapter 39, verse 1. Knowest thou the time when the wild goats of the rock bring forth? Canst thou mark when the hinds do calf? In other words, God is the God of nature. And today, the things that are happening in nature, God makes them happen. Nature would be dead. Nothing would happen. There would be no spring. And there'd be no summer, there'd be no fall, there'd be no winter, there'd be no storms, there'd be no movement in this universe. It would come to a dead standstill if there wasn't a creator back of it, my beloved. You can think that one through. Now that is the point that God is making to this man Job, revealing his greatness. And this man Job now has a chance to answer. And I want you to listen to him. Here's something's happening to him here. Here is what he says. Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? Job, are you in a position to give God a lesson? He that reproveth God, let him answer it. And actually, Job had spoken without knowledge. And he's attempting to instruct God. He's attempting to tell God something. And he's in no position to do that because he's been uttering words without knowledge. And will you listen to him now? Job answered the Lord and said, verse 4, behold, I'm vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon my mouth. Job says, I should have kept quiet. And now I see I'm vile. Now, is this the man that said he would maintain his integrity regardless of what happened? Is this the man that declared that he was a righteous man and therefore there must be something wrong with God to let this thing happen to him? Well, this man now is saying that he's vile, as someone has said. If we could see ourselves as God sees us, we couldn't stand ourselves, my friend. And when you get into the presence of God, this is what you're going to have to say. I'm vile. Now, actually, this appearance of God to Job had a threefold effect upon him. It had an effect upon his relationship with God, with his relationship to himself, and with his relationship to his friends. This is the man that hath spoken without knowledge, and his words are without wisdom. And this man now wishes he'd kept his mouth shut.